Dr. Schnee dictating again, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Stevens. This goes to Dr. Leibowitz. On 4/23/24, Mrs. Stevens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a mild impairment in flow rates before bronchodilators. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/10/24, there's been no significant change period. The paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Harold Horn, H-O-R-N-E. This goes to the VA. On 4/23/24, Mr. Horn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airway obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was improved effort or good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient without significant airway obstruction period. Paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma period. Next, 6-minute walk test on same patient, Harold Horn. This goes to the VA on 4/23/24. Mr. Horn performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 95% period. Patient walked 358 meters in 6 minutes and achieved 358 meters period at 4 minutes and 30 seconds. He complained of tightness and burning in his chest, but was able to complete his study at a slower pace, period. The paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Clinical correlation would be required to assess his chest discomfort. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on George Ann Wiggin. This goes to Dr. Bobook. On 4/23/24, Mrs. Wiggin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 1/10/24, there's been no change period. The paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Marvin Sparks. This is Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 4/23/24, Mr. Sparks performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airway obstruction or bronchial reactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/23/24, there's been no change period. Paragraph compression, normal study period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Constance Parrish. This goes to Dr. Pugadino on 4/23/24. And says, Parrish performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and is moderate to severe. There was obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/25/23, there's been some deterioration, which may be related to effort, period. In paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, showing some progression requiring clinical correlation, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Bethany Ballins. This goes to Jada Butler, FMP, on 4/23/24. Mrs. Ballins performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was minimal airways obstruction with no significant change after bronchodilators. Period of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Period. Thank you.